This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me again is writer and instructor and activist from AmmoLand.com, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I have to admit I'm not in Dallas anymore. I'm in Van Horn, Texas, heading to Arizona.
Okay.
So, but
we are currently negotiating with an affiliate in Tucson. How close are you to Tucson?
Excellent. Well, yeah, it's pretty good. Tucson is right on the edge of getting reliable radio reception. There's a little small mountain range in between, so I don't know if we'll get it or not. We might.
Okay.
I mean, it's not just line of sight. The AM receivers are amazing now. I mean, the AM receiver in my car, I can get at one of the large stations 200 miles away during the daytime.
This would mean that if when I get that affiliate, if you're out riding around out there, that I might have to have you turn your radio off while we're doing our talk.
Yeah. Well, that, of course, would be correct.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But I hope very much you do get that affiliate. I'd like to see your reach expanded.
Yes, sir. Well, we're working on it. So I know I've seen some. I mean, I had one of your pieces in my show prep, and then I was like, I'm not talking about this unless Dean does. And if you don't talk about it tonight, well, then maybe I'll talk about it later. But it's always sort of out there whenever I tend to shy away from your stuff just because of you coming on and we talk about it. So where would you like to go tonight?
Well, let's start with this Michigan court case where I think the appeals court made an obvious decision. But some people are claiming it expands Second Amendment or defensive rights. And to me, it just follows the precedent it should set. And if you look at, if you actually read the Michigan Appeals Court decision, they quote long-standing precedents about why they should have decided that way.
Right.
And this is the case of, I might botch the pronunciation, Stewatu Salama Ra. She's an environmental activist in Michigan, and she got into an altercation with another woman who was a convicted felon. And anyway, she pulled out a gun. It happened to be unloaded. And she never pointed the gun at the other woman, but she wanted to make clear that she was armed. And the other woman actually took a picture of her. The other woman's name was Chanel Harvey. And then immediately went to the police. And Stewatu Salama Ra, we'll just call her Ms. Ra from now on, didn't call the police for about 3 hours. And what often happens in these cases is the first person to call in is considered the victim. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense always, but that's the way it often works. And so the police charged Ms. Ra with aggravated assault, I believe. And she was tried in a court, and the court made a clear mistake. They claimed, the judge said that merely showing her defensive firearm was the same as using deadly force. But it's not. I mean, you see this all the time. Police officers often draw their weapon without actually firing it. And there's a big difference between shooting at someone or even shooting someone than showing them you would be willing to shoot them or shoot at them. And it's just common sense, because we call it defensive display in Arizona. And a few years ago, we changed our law to make it clear that merely displaying a firearm for self-defense was not the same as using deadly force. And some other states have done the same. And this Michigan law, or a court, just clarified the law in Michigan, although I would say the precedents were pretty clear. And
now,
it's go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask, is this just following along with the Heller and the McDonald decisions? Is that where you're getting to with that?
It is, but it's really kind of separate, in that it's always been the case that you could use deadly force to defend yourself from deadly force, and that you could use less than deadly force if you were threatened with less than deadly force. And it only makes sense to differentiate between showing a weapon and firing a weapon, or shooting at someone, since some people fire warning shots. I'm not a big fan of them, but I have to admit, sometimes they seem to work. But the point is that we should differentiate with that, because otherwise, and I've heard people say this, I think it is not a smart thing to say, and you have probably heard it too, you can tell me if you have, and that is, whenever I draw my pistol, I'm going to shoot. You know, I don't draw that pistol unless I'm going to shoot it. Well, not really the best idea, first off, because if you say that on the internet, somebody's going to find it, and if you have to shoot somebody, they may use it in court against you. And they're, most of the time, something like probably 95%, though it's really hard to quantify this number, but something close to 95% of the time, when you use a pistol defensively, merely showing it is enough to defuse the situation. It acts as a deterrent. It shows the other people they might get severely injured or killed if they continue with their aggression, and usually they stop. So if you legally equate drawing a pistol and shooting someone, it takes away a lot of the incentive not to shoot someone.
Right.
Because if you're going to be considered to have used deadly force, if you just draw a gun, the same as if you shot somebody, well, then there's not much incentive to not shoot them, if you see what I'm saying. Not as much. Obviously, there's still some. You don't want to shoot people if you can avoid it.
Here in South Carolina, if I draw a weapon on somebody, even with concealed carry permit, and I point it at them, I have committed a felony. Now,
if it's not justified, correct?
If it's not justified, that's right. So,
that's the key.
But yeah, and that is the key. All of it has to turn out to be justified. We just can't be drawn down on people now, can we?
In the Michigan case, it's very significant, and they show the distinction, because the justification for using deadly force is a far higher bar than the justification for using less than deadly force. So if in Michigan and in Arizona and in a number of other states, you'd have to look at case law to differentiate them all. The justification required for merely showing or even pointing a firearm is considerably less than the justification required for shooting someone.
Let me get you to hold right there. Coming up on the first break, I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to Dean Weingarten. We just got done talking about some legal stuff. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, let's see. We could. There are several recent events that are going on. We could talk about Justice Ginsburg if you want to talk about her.
Sure.
Well, she just had her. Some people, I think, are counting it differently, but it is either the third or fourth bout with cancer, and the second one that involved the pancreas. And some people are making a lot of inferences about her having a stent in her bile duct, which often is done sort of as a late term in the treatment. When I looked up on it, it's not at all clear that's the only time it's done. And I really don't think it helps us much to try to predict, the hour and the day when RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is going to pass from this world. I mean, we are all going to die.
Right.
And certainly RBG is going to die someday. And the odds are it's going to happen while Donald Trump is president. And what I wrote about is I just said, we've got to be prepared, because if you thought the Kavanaugh witch hunt insanity was bad, it's got to be 2, 3, 4 times as bad if RBG or another one of the liberal leftist justices that are on the court dies while Donald Trump is president.
I would not think. I wouldn't think that there's too many other. It's not going to be Kagan. It's not going to be Sotomayor. So,
well, Breyer is a good possibility. He's 81,
really?
I think.
Okay.
And so that's the four of them: Kagan, Sotomayor, Breyer, and Ginsburg. But what happens there? As we saw the insanity that happened with Kavanaugh. I mean, false accusations dredged up from when he was a teenager in high school, and nobody can remember anything. And by all accounts, he was literally a choir boy and very, very careful about his actions, even in high school. Now, I don't know how they'll do it if it turns out that Trump decides to appoint one of his, one of the female judges that are on his list.
I'm thinking it's going to be Barrett.
Is one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but they'll find a way to attack her. They'll attack her because she's Catholic. They'll attack her because she has a lot of kids. They'll attack her because she adopted a couple. I mean, you can always find some way to attack, especially if you aren't interested in facts or truth or morality. And frankly, the people who seem to be guiding the left these days are not interested in any of those things. They're interested in winning. They're interested in getting power over the country so they can impose their agenda on everyone else. So I think things are likely to get very, very heated if one of the leftist judges dies or is removed for some other reason or just retires, and President Trump has an opportunity to appoint another originalist and textualist judge, because we haven't had an originalist textualist court for about 85 years. And
well,
it's been
dominated
by progressives for that long.
Yeah. The prognostication here is that there's one of two things that's going to happen. Trump's going to be reelected, or Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to go down, and he's going to replace her. And the prognostication is that it's going to get really, you're talking about ugly. I'm talking violence. I'm talking slow rolling civil war or something.
Well, riots in democratically majority cities, violent protests. Heck, we've already had assassination attempts on U.S. Conservative congressmen, and I would argue that on Rand Paul, senator, and I expect we could have more. The left has heated themselves into such a frenzy over the prospect of them actually losing power. They didn't worry nearly as much about it in previous years because it appeared that they were unstoppable. It didn't really matter much whether they elected a Republican or a Democrat. The Republicans were just slower, and the demographics were in their favor, and they could see that they were going to win. It just might take a little longer one way or the other.
Right.
With President Trump, all of that is threatened for good reason, because the American people are waking up and they're getting facts that they didn't have before. And suddenly this whole progressive project of turning America into a minor province of a globalist state is threatened.
Yeah, Trump
and
is a doer. They're not used to having a doer.
Particularly dangerous.
Yeah, not in politics. They're not used to doers in politics. So,
and they're also controlling the narrative.
Yeah, they are. They are, without a doubt. But I'll ask you this question when we get back. But I think a lot of gun rights people are a little nervous about him as well, and that's what I want to talk to you about when we get back. But he's not one to not get things done. The wall's going up. The wall is going up.
And he is getting things done. He's accomplishing his promises. And where he hasn't gotten his promises accomplished, any fair person can look at the situation and say, well, he's been opposed by almost the entire media. He's been opposed by all the Democrats. He's been opposed by a significant number of the former Republican leadership, by all of the elites, by most of the major American institutions that have anything to do with education or...
I tell you what. Listen, hang on for me.
Groups of bureaucracy.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Miami-Dade County's mayor is getting in front of Hurricane Dorian, reminding residents now is the time to make sure hurricane plans have been updated.
These are things that we should all have been prepared for. If you haven't, it's probably a good time to buy some food for 3 days, have some water stocked up for 3 days.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez says no decision has been made about possible evacuations or opening shelters, as now the county will operate normally. Talking to reporters at the Pentagon on Wednesday, Defense Secretary Mark Esper says China remains a top concern for the U.S. military.
It is clear that China is engaging in a deliberate strategy to undermine the stability of the region. It is clear the values and behaviors of the Chinese Communist Party do not align with the vast majority of states.
And Democratic Senator from New York, Kirsten Gillibrand, is ending her presidential campaign. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. I'm about to have this talk with him. I've asked a few people here and there about this. I don't know if I've asked you about this, Dean. Have you seen how a lot of the pro-gun press are convinced that Trump is anti-gun now?
Yes, I have. And I admit I'm a little disappointed in the bump stock regulation that was put out, but it is being challenged in the courts, and it might turn out well for us there. It's really hard to know. Well, a lot depends on.
But let's think about this. Let's think about this. Now, that was a rule change.
Yes,
that was a rule change, which is easier to take back or to put away or to like if it goes to court and it's a rule and it's found to be an illegal rule, an invalid rule, or whatever. Isn't that a lot easier to roll back than a law?
Well, if a court finds it unconstitutional, it probably doesn't matter whether it's a rule or a law. But right. If the court refuses to rule on it, or if court cases are not easily brought, a rule is a lot easier to change than a statute.
Did you know that when they wrote this rule, and, you know, everybody's sort of fixated on what they wrote when they decided the three pieces of plastic that a bump stock is was a machine gun. That's what everybody fixated on, right?
Right.
Did you know they exempted the binary trigger by name from that?
I recall that you had said that, and I thought that was a brilliant thing, and probably somebody should write about it. And explain that we actually gained a little bit with that.
Well, I mean, if I'm looking at the two items and I want to add one of the items to a weapon that I want to enhance, a bump stock is not an enhancing accessory for me. Because it's using inertia and it's using...
Now, I've never played with the binary triggers. But it's easy to see that a binary trigger could come pretty close to the utility of full auto fire. I mean, it's not the same thing, obviously, but it becomes closer. And the nice thing about it, it's so much more reliable than a bump stock.
Yeah, and the other thing is this. You know, the only thing you got to do with the binary trigger, the binary trigger goes back to regular semi-automatic and it's outstanding. But in the binary trigger setting, you just got to get past, you got to get over that trigger reset thing that we've all trained so incessantly on. You've got to adjust that to make it work the right way. But when you make that adjustment, now you've got something happening, and it's actually, by law, semi-automatic fire. So
yes, exactly.
If I'm looking at one and I... Yes, sir.
I think there's a good chance that the bump stock will be struck down, stock ban.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's vague, it's trying to make common items that have been around a long time and are almost never used in crime illegal. To me, it should be struck down under the Second Amendment. We'll see. It's in the courts now. And, you know, the Supreme Court has changed in structure over the past couple of years, and there's a good chance it'll change some more.
Yep.
So we have a really good chance of having originalist, textualist rulings from the Supreme Court, which we haven't had for many decades. And if we get those, a lot of federal law is going to be shown to be unconstitutional.
Yep. Yep. Well, I mean, they've got the entire Democrats. They've got a big sword of Damocles. The IG report on the FISA thing, that's going to come down any day now.
It looks like that is happening, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to come down. That's going to make a lot of people look bad. You know, if they want to talk about who could have actually done something about that when it was happening, wasn't Obama the president during that?
Yes, exactly. And, well, how about the head of the CIA? And I think that's was it Brennan. And how about Comey? I mean, they're right in the middle of it. And, of course, all the upper echelon of the Obama administration appears to have been in on it.
Right.
I would like to see court cases. I want to see criminal referrals. I want to see essentially the rule of law upheld as rigorously as they tried to destroy it with the prosecution for Trump's friends or mere slight associates for deeds that happened decades ago in an attempt to discredit them and to get them to give false information on President Trump.
Yep. So,
there has to be some consequence to this, or we're going to get more of it.
But, I mean, the other thing is, like, they were out there, I saw people talking about he was pushing red flag orders. But then Chris Cuomo had his little meltdown, and then he got on Twitter, which he uses Twitter like a hockey stick. He got on Twitter, and he said, so I guess with the red flag order, we would have to red flag Chris Cuomo for this, huh?
Yeah, I like that.
And then with the background check thing, he keeps getting out there and they're like, yes, we have to have intelligent background checks. But, you know, we already have very strong background checks. And
the president has shown really good instincts on how to manipulate the media and to twist them around and get them to do what he wants. So I have to give him a benefit of the doubt. Now, there's some things that are dear to my heart that I would have loved to see. I want to see universal reciprocity across the country for concealed carry or constitutional carry, and I want to see something like the Hearing Protection Act to start dismantling the NFA.
Yeah.
And
well, I was
extremely disappointed that the Republican Congress didn't do it when they had all the power in the world to do it.
That's because they were punks and Paul Ryan was running it. But
you are exactly correct. And they showed them to be punks.
Yeah. I think this New York State pistol case before the Supreme Court might be that might knock a hole in the dam.
I hope so.
We'll see.
It's coming up, probably they're going to hear oral arguments probably in October. So that's only a couple months away.
Yeah, well, yeah. Not even that now, about 5 weeks away. So
right.
Anyway, that. So would you agree with me that he's not, I kind of think he's just sort of fencing with these people and just, he's deliberately telling.
Well, I think telling, he is. And it reminds me of people when we're involved in one fight or another and we say, well, we got this court decision that's in our favor or we passed this law, you know, maybe for, constitutional carry or maybe to make it legal to carry a gun, you know, in a church or in a bar or something like that. And people come up and they say, well, you didn't get full Second Amendment rights where all gun laws are struck down all across the state. This isn't any good.
Right.
And I hear over and over again all these people who basically say, we have to get all or nothing right now.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Care. We don't want anything that isn't everything right now.
Yeah.
And that's just not the way it works.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Locked and Loaded. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. We haven't said this once, so let me say this now. If you like the kind of stuff we're talking about, if you like the kind of stuff that Dean brings up, well, he has written an article about it, most likely. And you can find this along with the other nearly 3,000 articles out there at Amoland.com, a big, huge repository of his articles, big archive. Go check them out, Amoland.com. We haven't done, we talk right into the break, Dean, every time, because we've been so wrapped up in conversation. So, well, where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, let's talk a bit about fatal firearm accidents. This is kind of a pet study of mine because most people don't realize how far the fatal firearm accidents have dropped in the U.S.
Right.
And that since 1933, I believe it is, they've dropped the rate, which is the proper measure. I mean, because as the population increases, of course, you would expect you would get more fatal fire accidents.
Sure.
So the thing to look at is the rate. Now, I think we've mentioned this before, but it's worth noting that the rate has dropped 94% since 1933. And that's way better than the rate of automobile accidents. Fatal automobile accidents have dropped. And I just think that's worth reminding people of. And then I don't know if we talked about the comparison of fatal accidents for children with bicycles with fatal accidents with children that involved guns. And it turns out there are more fatal accidents for children with bicycles than there are with guns. Maybe we did mention it. Does that sound familiar to you?
Well, no, I've seen that article. I don't think we've talked about the bicycle end of it.
Yeah, and it's, you know, both of them are so rare. You know, we have less than about 100 a year of each. And over the last 19 years, there were about 2,600 and change with bicycles and a little less than 2,000 with firearms. But in the media, you just see it hyped over and over and over again, as though thousands of children are being killed every year in fatal accidents with guns, when actually it's considerably less than 100. And that's a lot of children, but it's a very small number when you consider we have over 330 million people in the U.S.
Well,
so it's about one child for every 3 million people.
I think a lot of the children, when they're counting the children that get get killed by gun violence. I think a lot of them get countered more than once.
They put everything into this Orwellian term, gun violence.
Right.
I mean, they include suicides, which are a lot different from accidents. And they include homicides, which are a lot different from suicides. And they lump them all together because they all happen to involve a gun, when the causes and means of stopping them are entirely different. And you don't stop suicides by restricting guns. You might stop suicides, not stop, but reduce some number of suicides with guns, but people just substitute other methods. And we've seen this over and over again. The literature is full of it, where some method is highly regulated. The number of people committing suicide with that method goes down for a while, and you have a little slump. And then within a couple of years, they have switched to another method. I mean, it seems in Australia, they switched from guns to hanging, and there were a lot more single-car fatalities.
Right.
But the actual suicide rate is pretty flat.
Well, I mean,
it actually went up a little bit.
As we saw with Jeffrey Epstein, right?
Yes.
I've heard all the stories and everything else. And I mean, you know, Jeffrey Epstein was facing a whole lot of jail
time.
Very
convenient for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was. But, I have read of plenty of people that have killed themselves in jail, committed suicide in jail, and getting out there and, you know, in Japan. They even have a designated forest to go commit suicide.
Oh, absolutely. And their suicide rate in Japan is far higher than the combined homicide and suicide rate in the United States.
Civilian gun ownership, is that even known in Japan? Is that even a thing?
Yes, I've talked to some Japanese who have had guns, but it's almost impossible for anyone to have a handgun at home. It's very difficult even to have a shotgun or a rifle at home. They're often stored at a club. But it is possible, and the upper crust of Japanese society often indulge in trap shooting, for example. And there are some hunters in Japan, but it is a tiny, tiny segment of society, and you have to be pretty well off to engage in those activities. So one of the advantages of being in the military over in Japan, having talked to a few people who were, is that a lot of Japanese love to be, invited on base to shoot at the trap clubs on base because it's so much cheaper than trying to get a trap club that's Japanese.
Right.
So, a lot of Japanese love guns and would love to have guns and would love to shoot guns, and many of them are actually quite good shots in their military, for example. I had a lieutenant colonel who was on one of the outings that I organized at Yuma Proving Ground to have Japanese engineers and officers come out and shoot a bunch of pistols and shotguns and rifles just because it was so hard for them to do it in Japan. And he was an excellent pistol shot.
Right.
But he's, the rare exception. So, yes, if you look internationally, and international comparisons are always highly suspect, but there's lots of places that don't have very many guns that have high rates of suicide, far higher than the United States. And there are lots of places that have very few legal guns that have high rates of homicide, far higher than the United States.
Right.
And when somebody tells you that the United States is the highest, they're cherry-picking the data.
Yeah. I think it's important to point out, too, that the accident rate with guns has gone down as our population has gone up and gun ownership has exploded. And still it has gone down.
Exactly.
Normally the increase in numbers would lead to more accidents, you would think. But
yes,
nope,
you are correct. And it's gone up. I mean, the rate of firearm fatalities, accidental firearm fatalities, has gone down tremendously. Like it's down to the 0.15 per 100,000, whereas in 1933, it was in the area of about 2.6. So it's a tremendous success story done generally privately, and it doesn't get any credit. You'll see the people on the other side of the debate saying, well, look, we regulated cars, and we got the accidental deaths with cars way down. And then they switch over to homicide. Well, there aren't very many homicides. There are some, but there aren't a lot committed with cars. There's
right.
a huge difference between intentional crimes and accidental death.
Yeah. We're about to run out of time.
Look at accidental death with cars. You should look at accidental death with guns.
There you go. We're about to run out of time. Will you be with us Friday?
Yes, I will. I'll be traveling okay. tomorrow, but I should be in good shape to respond on Friday.
Outstanding. Once again, if you like the kind of stuff that we've been talking about, you can find Dean's stuff at ammoland.com. Numerous articles. And very prolific. I don't know how many he'll write this week, but by Friday we'll have something completely new and different to talk about. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. Glad to be here.
Likewise. We're going to be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.